Ski Utah President Nathan Rafferty says it's not a specific plan yet, but a concept. They call it One Wasatch, and the goal is to create the most efficient and enjoyable interconnected mountain resort ski experience in North America.
It would allow us to have something that nobody else has, and from a business perspective, that's a really big deal. We're talking 7 ski areas and 18,000 skiable acres. That's more than twice the size of our nearest competitor in North America. It'd be similar to something you'd see in Europe.
The ski resorts involved are Snowbird, Alta, Solitude, Brighton, Canyons Resort, Deer Valley, and Park City Mountain Resort. The concept does not yet define exactly where the chairlifts would lie, but Rafferty says they would be on private land. And the entire project, estimated to cost about $30 million, would be privately funded. The plan would not include the controversial ski link proposal that would have connected Canyons to Solitude using some federal land. Rafferty says One Wasatch recognizes watershed protection and backcountry ski preservation as key elements. But Executive Director of Save Our Canyons, Carl Fisher, is still opposed.
We are not at all excited about this concept. We realize that there is only one Wasatch and we need to steward that Wasatch. And this is certainly not a plan to be a steward of the One Wasatch that we have. It is a plan to just increase the amount of development in the headwaters of our watersheds.
Rafferty and the ski resort managers would not give a timeline on how long it might take to see One Wasatch completed. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.